degeneracy occurs when two or more different vibrational modes, distinct shapes of motion across a surface, share the same natural frequency. Even though these shapes may look different, the system treats them as energetically identical. This means they resonate at the same pitch, producing a unified sound despite their geometric differences. This phenomenon arises in systems with high symmetry, such as the circular membrane of a tympanohead. Because the membrane is the same in all directions, it does not favor one orientation over another. A classic example is the 1-1 mode, the primary pitch-producing vibration in tympani. This mode divides the membrane into two opposing halves, with one side moving up while the other moves down. But there are two ways this can happen, vertically or horizontally. These are distinct shapes, yet because the membrane is rotationally symmetric, it treats them as the same. They both vibrate at exactly the same frequency. If you rotate one version of the 1-1 mode by 90 degrees, you get the other, but nothing about the energy or frequency changes. The system has no directional preference, so both patterns are allowed to coexist at the same pitch. This condition, same frequency, different shape, is the hallmark of degeneracy. In tympani, this is not just a mathematical curiosity. The presence or absence of degeneracy has direct consequences on tone quality. When degeneracy is intact, the drum sounds focused and stable. But when the symmetry is disrupted by uneven tension, bold distortion, or even environmental effects, those once equal frequencies begin to split. The result is a blurred, unstable pitch. Understanding degeneracy, then, is not just about physics. It is about preserving the clarity of sound in real musical practice. Takeaway: degeneracy reveals how symmetry allows different vibrations to share the same pitch. In tympani, when this symmetry is preserved, tone is clear and stable. But even a small disturbance can split that unity, blurring the sound. Maintaining degeneracy is not just physics, it is the secret to a perfectly tuned drum.